A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washing, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it, and when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first. And then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory. And his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is an extra special day because we have the opportunity to witness another baptism of another child of God being washed clean in the water of baptism. His parents and the godparents, forgive me, are now entrusted to be the ones to bring this child up in the faith, correct? And so are we. In our first reading from Isaiah, the people were taken into bondage, and they were out of their town, out of their communion with God, because they're away from the temple for 70 years, and God wanted them back. And he wanted them so badly that it was almost like something was missing from God. How can anything possibly be missing from God? He has everything. He is everything. He's absolute. But his heart yearned for his people. When he brought them back to their temple, when he brought them back to their land, he called them a people that were espoused, married. They were not sojourners anymore. They had a family. And our Lord gave us a prayer. When you pray, pray like this: "Our Father who art in heaven." You see, we're all family. In fact, when I was ordained in 09, we had to have an alma mater, I guess you'd call it. We had to name a name for our group of guys. I would have thought misfits would have been good, or knuckleheads, because we were the oddball group. But we called ourselves family. "We are family" was our call sign. Remember that, Rosa? So here we are as family. Here we are again as family, meeting together at the Lord's table, about to observe one of our most beautiful sacraments of baptism, which will bring these children into the church And now today they will call him Father. They will be a new creation in Christ. And we have our Easter candle lit. And we will give them the light of Christ in the candle. They will be anointed with oils. And they will be one of us in our family. This wedding party of Cana that we observe today, it's a beautiful celebration of matrimony, of people coming together, a man and a wife, becoming someone breaking from a family, but yet to start their own. And that big family comes together. And this family that they had today was a big, big celebration. Now, how do I know that? How do I know how big it is? It's not mentioned in the scriptures. I was taking Liam to school last week, and I said, Liam, how many gallons of water fit in those orange Home Depot buckets? Remember what you said? Five. These are my grandsons over here. He said, there's 5 gallons of water in a Home Depot bucket. Well, there were 6 stone jars at this wedding party, and they would hold on an average 25 gallons. That's 150 gallons, he said. 150 gallons of wine. Do you think the party was big? Long? Many days? It was a celebration. Marriage. Our first reading from Isaiah is God marrying his people. His espouse. He becomes the bridegroom. We become the bride. Beautiful, beautiful celebration. And if you notice who was there at the wedding party of Cana, our mom. She was there. She was probably in the background preparing all the meals and doing what women do. Taking care of things as mothers do. And she was the one that noticed they were out of wine. And this could have been a tragedy not to have the wine. That brings a gladness to the celebration. And she said to him, they have no wine. And our Lord looked at his mother and said, woman, what is this to you? What is this to us? My hour has not yet come. Now, I came into the church in a rather odd way. I was baptized, got my sacraments, and then I walked away from the church. I left the church, got tangled up in the world, and did all the things that everybody else did. And then, in 1991... I had a big conversion experience. And I came into the church through the Catholic, well, not through the Catholic Church. I came into a Protestant church. And I was instructed by the Protestants on how to read Scripture. And after having this huge conversion experience, I was hungry for the Word of the Lord. So I got really big into Scripture. And all of my friends and all of my cohorts, they wanted me to become a pastor in one of our many Protestant churches. And they were trying to figure out which one I'd fit into. And I remember talking to my mom once. I said, Mom, you know, you really need to know more about Jesus and have him come into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. You need to read the Bible and you need to do all these things. And Mary has to go. I'm sorry, Mom. Mary has to go. And my mom said, oh, son, not the Blessed Mother. And by saying that, she shut me down. I did not know how to respond to that. So, what do I do? I'm pretty good on Scripture, so I start going through the Scriptures. So I go to my friends. We're having a meeting on a Wednesday night. And I said, pardon me. I said, you know, my mom called Mary, the Blessed Mother. And they say, oh, you know, you Catholics make too much out of Mary. You need to leave that. Ah, thank you. This is Liam. This is one with the five-gallon buckets. So I said, but look at the wedding party of Cana. And they said, exactly, because in the wedding party of Cana, Jesus tells her, woman, what is this of our accord? And I said, do you think that Jesus would have dissed his mother or spoken irrelevantly to his mother? He couldn't, because the fourth of the Ten Commandments is to honor your mother and your father. He would not have put her down. Instead, he uses the word gune. Jesus looked at her and said, gune, what is this to you? My hour is not yet come. And the word gune was used in Genesis when there was the great fall from grace that we did. The name that was given to Eve was gune, the woman. I will put enmity between you and the woman. The gune, our Lord, identified his mother as that mother that would come. The promise that was made in Genesis of a woman that would come. I saw her in a different light. I thought, oh my Lord, how come I never saw her in the scriptures? And I looked at the Gospel of Luke chapter 1. Remember when the angel Gabriel comes to her? How does he address her? Hail, full of grace. Hail, full of grace. That is what we want to be, is it not? This little child over here, when baptized today, will become full of grace. The angels will bow to this little child. All those sins will be washed away. The angels will look at this child as they looked at Mary and said, Hail, full of grace. The Lord is with you. The Lord has not abandoned us. The Lord is with us. He brings us together as family. And the Lord loves us more than we will ever know. My mom told me some things about Mary. And I thought, uh-oh. I can't refute it. My mom. Who would have thunk it? Pretty smart woman. Yes. Hear the little baby? Mama. Mama. After the angel Gabriel said, Hail, full of grace, Our Lady, she has a beautiful Magnificat, and she talks about being the handmaid of the Lord. And she says, Henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. You remember that? Henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. That is why we call her the Blessed Mother. It's in Scripture. And Elizabeth saw her when the Blessed Mother went to her. She was 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. And Elizabeth looked at her and said, Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come and visit me? Isn't that beautiful? Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come and visit me? It's all about humility and humbleness. Just being humble before God. And I don't know of anybody in Scripture that was ever more humble before God than our Blessed Mother. And she looked at the wedding party at Cana when they ran out of wine, and she said, Do whatever he tells you. And they did. They filled the jars to the top. And what did Jesus do? He turned all that water into wine. The choicest wine, the best that was saved for the last. At our Mass today, I will take a small curate of water. and I will take our cure of wine. I will mix or mingle a little bit of that water into the wine, and I will say, by the mystery of this mingling of the water to the wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. See, God comes to us as God, and he becomes man. He humbles himself. Can you picture these people that are at the wedding party of Cana? They probably remember that when, that's Jesus, when he was 12 years old, he was gone for 3 days. And they found him in the temple. Do you remember what he was doing in the temple? He was listening to the people that were teaching, and then he taught them. Our Lord, who did he learn from? He's God. He doesn't need to learn anything. But he humbled himself to the point where he would learn, and he would be taught by his blessed mother. And then she would teach us, do whatever he tells you to do. Do not be afraid. Do whatever he says. And then the water turns into wine. Today, we will put the water and the wine in the Eucharist. That was the beginning of his hour. His ministry began. And that hour would lead where? Approximately 3 years later, his hour has come. His ministry is complete on the cross. And they open his side, and what comes out of his side? Blood and water. And there was a man next to him, lactantius with a spear that speared our Lord in the side. That water and wine, that water and blood came out and baptized him there. And he said, surely this is the Son of God. As we approach Easter, coming up here, our next celebration, remember that. But what we do at the Mass, we take that wine, like the water that became wine, now we take the wine and Father consecrates it, raises it. What does that wine become? Becomes the blood of Christ. At the beginning of his hour, water became wine. At the hour of his death on the cross, blood came out. At the Last Supper, which is a prefigurement of our Mass, what does that wine become at the Last Supper? Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is a cup of my blood, which will be shed for you and for many. Remember those words? That is powerful. That is us at supper with our Lord. As Catholics, we take our Lord seriously when he gives us his flesh to eat and his blood to drink. Only a family can do that. And that is the family that we are in. Our Blessed Mother prays for us constantly. And when we have people that are in dire need, and we ask her to pray for us, now and at the hour of our death, she goes to Jesus and she says, Son, they have no wine. And he fulfills their needs. He is right by her side and she is right by his side. Inseparable. I learned that from outside the church. I didn't know if I was ever going to be able to be a pastor in a Protestant church after that. And guess what I did? I came into the Catholic Church head over heels, being drugged by the ear by this marvelous woman behind me. Years later, I went into formation, became a deacon, and I'll tell you what, my mom is proud of me, and she looks at me and shakes her head. She says, I'm proud of you. Thank you, Mom. Just think of how proud Jesus was of his mom. The beauty that she gave us in the church. This body of souls in front of me is the bride of Christ. And he's happy to be your bridegroom.